As we close this conference, I have a parting instruction. A parting instruction. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 9. It says in 36, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Hallelujah. So we have said quite a number of things around the work of God's harvest. And this morning, I want to talk to us about a very vital ingredient in our lives. And it is the ingredient of patience. Hallelujah. You see, there are key virtues in the life of a believer, or let me say a minister of the gospel, that when they are missing, it makes things look as though God is not involved. Are we together? A very good example is this. For example, you see right in Genesis, around the event of Jacob, the sons, at the time when there was famine in Israel, you will observe that God in his wisdom has sent the man Joseph ahead, even though through very trying a very trying event for him, a very unusual event, unexpected and unpleasant, had gone ahead in Egypt. And then famine, you know, took place around the whole world, a death, a global death. And then his brother will go into Egypt to buy food. Are we together? Now, the truth of the matter is that the fact that there was death all over the world meant that Egypt also should have had such a scenario. But you observe that earlier on, before then, Pharaoh, had had a dream. Saw seven fat cows, seven lean cows, and all of that. And then the man Joseph, the wisdom of God, will come interpret the dream for him. And he had given the wisdom of keeping, saving. Are we together? The wisdom of saving resources. Definitely, he heeded to it. And then in the years, you know, the years of famine came after the years of plenty. And then he had given, you know, instructions. He had put, Pharaoh had put, what's his name now? Joseph, in charge of the affairs. He had been able to store up. Are we together? And then the moment the years of the famine came, they were now able to stay on. They were able to live on what they had saved up in the 7 years, the previous 7 years of plenty. Are we together? Now you observe that it was because of that culture, that trait, that virtue of managing God, of managing resources well. It was because of such a virtue that Egypt was able to have food in the circumstance that they were in. Are we together? Now, my lesson is this, or the thing I want to bring out from that is this. You will observe that the people of God, that's Jacob now, and his tribes, his 12 sons, which we call Israel, amen, now had to go to Egypt. They had to go to Egypt, an idol-worshipping nation. Are we together? The people with the blessing of God had to go to an idol-worshipping nation for survival. Did you get what I'm saying? And the only reason they were able to get survival or sustenance there was because a man had the wisdom of what? Saving. Did you get what I'm saying? Now, definitely, if Egypt had not saved, maybe a large percentage of the whole world would have perished. Because it wasn't only Israel that came. People came all over the world to buy food from Egypt. Had Joseph not been there, or had Egypt not saved a part of their resources, a good part of their resources, the whole world, including the people of God, are we together, might have perished. Well, the consequence of that is that God will have to find another lineage to carry out his plan. Are we together, church? But God, in his own wisdom, has sent that young man ahead. So, a nation that is called of God, blessed of God, and sent of God, now has to rely on another nation which was ungodly. All because that other nation had a mechanism, a structure, a wisdom, the virtue, demonstrated the virtue of what? Of saving. So just like that, there are a number of other virtues in our lives that when a minister of the gospel does not demonstrate such a virtue, it will look as though God is not with him. Are we there? One of such virtues is patience. A minister of the gospel must learn to be patient. Tell your neighbor, say, learn to be patient. You see, no matter how fast you want a child to grow up, a child cannot grow faster than he ought to grow. Is it clear? Because oftentimes we observe, when we grow up, that is when, after we have grown up, is when we will now discover many times that things were actually not supposed to be faster than the way. Many times. It's until we are older, when we grow up well and are matured in our minds, that we look behind and discover really, things were not supposed to be faster than they are. Are we together, church? You see, as a minister of the gospel, you must learn to understand God's dealings in your life. One of the things you must learn to study and know as a minister of the gospel, as a believer in Christ, one of the things that you must learn to study, when we ask you questions, you will have answers. When we start conversations, you will have enough to say, because you have mastered those things, is how God deals with you. God's dealings are not learnt in a hurry. God's dealings are learnt. God's dealings are understood as we pass through time and demonstrate that virtue of what? Of patience. Are we together? Nature itself has taught us from the conception of man, for example, the conception of human being and the delivery of children, you observe, it takes time. Every living creator, amen, that God has created has, is it gestation period? Has a period when conception occurs and delivery. The period between conception and delivery, are we together? Is God teaching you from nature that there's something such as process, and the element of process itself is God's creation? Are we together, church? Are we together? In Luke chapter 21, for example, and then in verse 19, we see an admonition of Jesus. Luke 21, in verse 18, he says, "But there shall not an hair of your head perish." In verse 19, he says, "In your patience possess ye your souls." And then he was talking about, you know, persecutions and tribulations that they will go through. Then he says, "In your patience possess ye your souls." What does it mean? It means patience controls your life. As a minister of the gospel, in our lives, we ought to see patience controls your life. It means that anytime you are not patient, you are losing a great portion of your life. Anytime you are not patient, you are losing a large portion of your life. Are we together? Patience controls your soul. Patience controls your emotion. Patience saves your time. Patience saves your energy. Eventually, patience will save your life. It saves your energy. Many times, the energy that I would have been dissipated, the energy that I've been dissipated in running here and there, trying many things, the experiences that you were not supposed to have, if you were patient, are we together? By hurrying and being in a hurry, you observe, you attract unnecessary experiences. You attract unnecessary experiences to yourself. Are we together, church? Many times also in the work of the ministry, when we start out in the work of the ministry, we are very zealous. And of course, this is good, because I'd rather stick with a man who has zeal and does not know the word than the man that knows the word and has no zeal. Are we together? Are we together? Many times we are so zealous and we want things to happen so fast. There's nothing wrong in wanting souls to be saved and many souls to be saved. Well, many times when we start out the work of a ministry, we start a church or we start a cell, we start a fellowship somewhere, or we begin an outreach and a teaching work somewhere. Sometimes it's a mission work somewhere. You know, we quickly want it to grow. We want the members to grow. We quickly want to raise leaders. We want to see plenty miracles. Sometimes we even read the book of Acts, not forgetting, for example, that the events in Acts 1 and Acts 3 took many years. The events of Acts 2 and Acts 3 took many years. Are we together? The event between Acts 2 and Acts 6, 7, 8 took over 4 or 5 years. Are we together? Sometimes we want to be in a hurry. The entire book of Acts itself occurred within a timeline, are we together, of about 34 years. 34 years. The book of Acts, which we read. So sometimes we're in a hurry. We want to reach the whole world. We want the word of God to be everywhere. We even want Jesus to come now. Are we together? Tell your neighbor, say, don't be in a hurry. So while urgency is good, but not haste. Not haste. You know, our society many times have trained us in haste. You know, the moment the child is born, the parents want the child quickly to join the school, join a kindergarten, a baby class, send in the baby class. Amen. The child is there. As the child grows, take the child, put the child in the primary school, secondary school. I mean, we are in Nigeria, that's the process. Secondary school. Then the child from secondary school gets into university. Sometimes the parents are not even very patient. They want to push the child underage. He wants him to gain admission. Sometimes we pressure our kids, we pressure the children, because he had written an exam, or maybe he had not passed the exam well. He said, I just don't want you to sit at home. I don't want you to sit at home. Go to this school, go to that institution. Instead of being patient and allow, there's nothing wrong in writing an exam. Write it again. Are we together? Write it again. Well, many times we're in a hurry. Then you get into 100 level, 200 level. Sometimes we will say, oh, I don't want to study a 5-year course. I don't want to study a 6-year course. I don't want to study a 7-year course. I just want a 3 or a 2-year course. How do you expect to make an excellent use of your life with a 2-year course in university? Are we together? It doesn't work that way. Amen. Amen. And then you get into 100 level, 200 level, and then you graduate. The next thing is, oh, I want to go and serve. And then you're looking for a job. And inasmuch as you must not allow unnecessary delay due to lethargy, due to being laid back and being complacent. Are we together? You see, you must be careful of that trait of being in haste. Are we together? Are we together? Many times you want to get a job in haste.
You want to ride a car in haste. You want to get money in haste. You even want to have children in haste. You want to grow old in haste. You only just don't want to die in haste. Are we together? Tell your neighbor, say patience. You can't want a child in 1 month. You can't. You can't, because you want a child in 1 month, then impregnate 500 women. If you like, let 500 women be, taking pregnancy. Because we want the child. Oh, we want the child, we want the child, we want the child now. Alright? Let's look for 500 families. 500 men and women. Alright? Alright? All of you, taking children. Because we want a child in a month. It doesn't happen. You will still have to wait for what? 9 months. No matter how in a hurry you are, you will still have to wait 12, 15 hours. In some other places, you will wait more than that for the day to turn to night. Ezekiel, church. You cannot hurry night out of the day. Nature teaching you that things take their process. Are we together? The Bible itself is against haste. The Bible is never in support of things done too quickly. Too quickly. God Himself took His time in bringing forth His plan of redemption. Are we together? A child must be allowed to grow, for example. Many times, the reason why there can be vital things, traits, that are missing in the life of a child is when a child has come into a family where the parents are impatient. So you mount unnecessary pressure on the child. Before you know it, I want my child to be computer literate. The child has not even grown one teeth. Before you know it, I want my child to do this. I saw a parent one other time like that, that the mother was going to gym, and then took the child to the gym. A very young boy. And I was telling him, he said, hey, can he be lifted this? I said, kilo share. Gen Z mother, kilo share. He said, I want my child to be lifting this one. Lifting this one. Lifting what? You have not even been able to lift that same thing. Are we together? Hurry, 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 hurry. In the church, we must never be in a hurry to have workers. Is it clear? We must never be in a hurry to have what? Workers. A local assembly must never be in a hurry to have branches. Are we together? A local assembly must not be in a hurry to ordain pastors. Are we together? Are we together? Patience. Say your neighbor, say patience. Allow yourself to grow. You see, part of God's plan in your growth process is that you will have a story to tell. Do you have stories to tell? Do you have stories to tell? Allow yourself to grow. Allow yourself and others to grow. Allow yourself to grow. Allow your unit to grow. Allow your body to grow. Are we together? Are we together? Allow your health to grow. Allow your mind to grow. Allow yourself, allow your business to grow. Allow your career to grow. Allow your loved ones, your siblings, allow them to grow. A child, allow your child to grow. Let your child grow naturally. Are we together? Sometimes we put pressure on our children. Maybe because as a minister of the gospel, you got married, you bring forth kids. Before you know it, you observe that unnecessary pressure is being put on your kids. Are we together? For example, you have a pastor's children, and then there is unnecessary pressure and expectation that is put on pastor's children. I said the fact that someone is a child belongs to a pastor does not make the child an anointed man of God. As a pastor, your child, your boy or your girl is not an anointed man of God. Your child will lie. Are we together? Allow your child to lie. Are we together? Are we together? Oh, You want to have a child that does not play pranks? No. There is nobody here that did not play pranks. A normal child will play pranks.
Are we together?
Are we together? A normal child will make mistakes. Then from the mistakes of that child, you'll be able to instruct and grow the child. You'll be able to lead him or her to maturity.
Amen.
Allow the child. Jesus himself, at the age of 12, he grew. From Luke 2, he said the child grew and waxed strong. He says, and the grace of God was upon him. He grew in stature and in wisdom. And the grace of God was upon him. Allow your disciples to grow. Allow your work to grow.
Amen.
In the midst of growth, we'll discover the grace of God. In the midst of growth, we'll discover the hand of God upon our lives. See, the plan of God is never discovered in a hurry. The plan of God is never seen in a hurry. Jesus spoke about the kingdom of God in a parable. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 13, he spoke about the kingdom of God. In verse 33, he says, a parable. Matthew 13:33. He says, all these things, another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a living, which a woman took and eat in 3 measures of meal till the whole was living. Someone say process. Someone say growth. The kingdom of God is like that. The kingdom of God is like that. Are we together? Haste takes people away from God's plan. Haste takes people away from God's plan. The people of God's plan, the place of God's plan, and the activity of God's plan. What am I saying? God's plan has to do with a place, a people, and an activity. Is it clear? Haste takes people away from God's plan. Kenneth Hagin has said, it is better to go slow than to go ahead of the Lord. He also said, it is better to be behind than to find out that you have gone out in the way and the Lord is not going with you. Are we together? Someone said, what about speed? Yes, God gives speed. But you see, speed must not be bigger than your capacity to sustain it. The moment you observe that your speed is bigger than the capacity to sustain it, you will crash it. Is it clear? You will crash it. When you are behind a wheel driving a car and you observe that you are gassing up and your speed is too much, are we together? If your speed is beyond your capacity to maintain the car, amen, to give control to things, your capacity to know when to brake, when to move, you will crash the car and ruin your entire life. That is nature teaching you that life is in process. Success is in processes. Is it clear? The teaching of life is that you must learn how to start small, but not stay small. Is it clear? So don't be in a hurry. Tell your neighbor, say, don't be in a hurry. A man like Kenneth Hagin, a man who has been in the ministry for over 70 years, did not write his first book until he was 40 years in the ministry. If you look into all the continents of the world today, he has the most widely distributed books. Are we together? In fact, maybe you do not know, the man was never in Africa. He never traveled to Africa. Africa has the largest distribution of Kenneth Hagin books today. God makes things beautiful in their time. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. You must learn to not be in a hurry. I remember the man, Archbishop Benson, that also, after he was called to preach in the country. He said the moment he got into that country, he says, while he was thanking God and he was glad that, the doors are open and all of that, he came back and said, in the morning, he said, God has asked me to go back to my country. What happened is that over the night that he was thanking God, that finally the nations are open, God called him and told him, you must not spend the night in this country. Another night. You must not spend another night in this country. He got up, picked his bag, returned to the city. Are we together? My pastor has, mentioned how there was a time when, while he was younger in ministry, And he traveled to many nations in the continent of Africa. He said he had taken tours around many nations. I think at about 17 years of age. Yes, at 17, 18. He said he had taken tours across many nations. He said there was a time he had gone to preach somewhere. And by the time he was done, and he came back, and he was thanking God. He said God told him, who sent you to those places? Who sent you to those places? So many of the things we call the blessings of God are simply traps of the enemy. How will you know a trap from a blessing? Patience. Ezekiel church, when God brings an opportunity to you, amen, you will know. You will know. Yesterday I took time to talk about supernatural relationships. That is one of the ways by which God will endorse the things he has brought to you. Your supernatural relationships, they are men that are sensitive to the provisions of God. They will be able to tell you, I think it is time. They will be able to tell you, I think it is not time. They will be able to tell you, I think you should stay away from that opportunity. Are we together, church? Never be in a hurry to achieve. Never be in a hurry to succeed. Is it clear? Kenneth Dickens said about a time like that, that he was in need of great finances in the ministry. A certain group of rich men had come to him. About three or four, five or six of them had come to him. And they came and they said, oh, we want to finance your ministry. We heard that you have books to write, you have TV stations, you have radio broadcasts. He says, we would like to take upon ourselves all the financial cost of your ministry. He said, while he was thanking God, he said, the Lord appeared to him and told him, he says, don't allow them. They will run down your ministry. They will run down your ministry. And after a while, support came to him, and he was able to do all that God has told him to do. I went together, church. There's something about being patient. Don't be in a hurry, in the haste to write a book. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. God will tell you many times things that are still 80 years ahead. So many times God will tell you things that are still 50 years ahead of you in the ministry. Amen. So look at this. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be in a hurry to succeed. Are we together, church? Number two, don't be in a hurry for money. Don't be in a hurry for money. Whatever you are in a hurry to get, oftentimes takes over your mind. And before you know it, you are into idol worship. You start prioritizing those things. Whatever you are in a hurry to do, hurry to get money, hurry to land a job, hurry to grow your business, hurry, hurry, hurry. You are in the hurry to also be called a general overseer. You are in the hurry to start branches. Hurry. You are in the hurry. You are in the hurry to get married. You are in the hurry. In the hurry to have children. I told someone, I said, after you have gotten married, what next? You know, many times they pressure you. They pressure you. They say, I don't want to see that at home. Go to school. When you are in school, when are you graduating? By the time you graduate, you say, okay, when are you getting a job? They pressure you. Whatever job you find, just take it. Take it. They pressure you to take the job. When you take up a job, they pressure you again. They say, when are you going for NYSC? You go for NYSC. When are you taking a job? You take the job. They pressure you again. When are you getting married? You get married. After you're getting married, when are the children coming? By the time you get married and the children are here, then they are quiet. What next? What next? Then they are quiet. But you observe that in that process of being in the hurry, you have lost a lot of things. When you have given birth, what's next? Now they are children. Are we together? I told someone, I said, if you allow anybody to rush into a marriage, you are going to be in trouble. You are going to have yourself to blame. Sometimes you are in the hurry to get into a relationship. You are going to have yourself to blame. I told someone, I said, okay, you are in a hurry to get into a marital relationship. The moment you are into a marital relationship now, what's next? Are you going to get married immediately? Are you getting married 6 months now? Do you have a plan to get married in a year's time? Are you planning to get married in 2 years' time? Why the hurry to get into the relationship? He said, I just want to be in it. For what sake? Okay, now you are in it. What will you be discussing? How are you? Have you eaten? Have you eaten? What did you eat? Did you like what you ate? Was it warm when you ate it? Are you sure it was not warm? Did you eat it well? Did you finish it? Did you drink water after you ate it? Wow. What kind of water is it? Wow. Wow. Then wow. 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 5 minutes chat. Wow. Wow. Okay. Lols. Lols. She conversation here. Are we together? Tell your neighbor, say, don't be in a hurry. Sometimes, look at this. You need to invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Invest in yourself. Sometimes when you have invested in yourself, it will even increase the quality of the kind of people that come around. Are you with me? Are you with me? The same happens, goes to both men and women. Improve the quality. Improve the quality. Yeah, I don't know. I have emotional needs. Go and get the teddy bear. When you run. I have emotional needs. Go and get the cat. Go and get the cat. Be discussing with the cat. Since you are not whole and complete in yourself, are we together? A minister of the gospel must be complete in himself. In herself, you are complete. Are we together? Are we together? Because there are greater matters in life. Some of the greater matters. So look at this. You also must not be in a hurry to make money. Don't be in a hurry. In ministry of the gospel, be careful for money. Are we together? When you are in a hurry to get money, you will pierce yourself with many sorrows. Are we together? Paul had said that the root of evil is the what? The love of money. An unconditional, unrestrained affection, passion after money. Is the root of what? Many evil. Obviously, in context, evil there is the reverse of the false doctrine. But you see, it is also true across many other things. The unfettered, unrestrained appetite and passion for money has affected humanity a lot today. Are you with me, church? Now let's learn some wisdom from the wealthiest man in the world. Yes, the wealthiest man in the history of humanity. Let's learn some wisdom from him. Look at Proverbs 28 quickly. In Proverbs 28, and then in verse 20. Proverbs 28, verse 20. Hand up the thing together. He says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. So I want to say faithfulness. Look at me, everybody. Stay with it. Stay with it. 1 year, you have done 16 businesses. 16 businesses. 10 businesses. Hello, Pastor. I think this one will work. Pastor, I think this one will work. Pastor, I just discovered this one. I just discovered this one. After a while, I will not answer you again. Watch your own pastor. Watch him. Watch your pastor. Or you think he's not intelligent? Watch him. Sometimes you see, wisdom for you is not until we talk. The life of the minister, that interruption sets him on a course. Don't forget I told you that the grace upon his life will make you to see what? The grace of God in his life will make you to see what? Mirrors of obedience. Inasmuch as it will also make him to compel obedience from you. For when you look at him, just by studying your man of God and observing his approach, you will have wisdom. He said to Timothy, he says, the things that you have seen in me, even to the Philippian church, and that you have learned, and you have both learned and have been taught, you have observed and you have been told. There are things to be told, there are other things to observe. You will not be told some things, you will see it, then you will do the same. Are we together? If you don't know how to learn and pick things up without being told, you can't go far in the ministry. You can't go far in the ministry. Are we together? So don't be in a hurry. He says in Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 20, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Someone say faithfulness. Look at the next thing he says. But he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. That is the wealthiest man in the world. He shows you that wanting to be rich at all costs will make you to lose your innocence. Wanting to make money, being in a hurry to make money, will make you to compromise. Betting, I spoke about betting yesterday. Gambling, you will lose your innocence. Someone told me, say, sir, there are deals. I have some deals. I don't know if I can get some 100K from you. I have some deals. I said, dealing me. A woman reached me some time ago, you know. It was a husband, I know. I didn't actually reach me. And then he said, sir, that I don't know if I can quickly get some 250K from you. I have a particular thing I want to put it into. He says, I'll be able to raise. If she had finished the conversation then, and I said, what can the man do? Maybe I don't have up to that, but this is what I have. Can he do something? But the moment she said, in a few hours, I will be able to raise multiple of it, I said, see, this was the way I walked away. I just doffed it. Pew! I was gone. He said, hello, sir. I was reading it. Hello, sir. Hello, sir. Then, hello, sir. He make up. He said, I have a deal. What deal? They will deal with you. Are we together? Amen. Bring two people. Someone will not come to you in those kind of seminars. They say some years ago I was before I joined this whatever. I used to. By the time you look at his shoes, even the mic is better than his shoes. And the mic in her and is better than your shoes. You can even dry clean your clothes where there is sweat and there are patches. That means you wore this clothes yesterday. You must have trekked from the ends of the earth to the other ends of the earth. Hero is a work for by. All you just need to do is to bring 10,000. When you bring 10,000, you bring 10 people. Is this evangelism? In a hurry. He said one is MMM. See, MMM. He says you bring 2 people. The 2 people will bring 2 people. Those are 2 people will bring 2 people. He says, when you stand like this, you know, when you stand like this, you will have 2 legs. When you bring 2 people, one year, that one will bring 2 people. You don't bring 2 people. See your life. See your life. What kind of growth is that one? And then, Mioche. And if you disturb me too much, I will shout, Egba mio, I need you there. Say, don't tell me. Say, I'm not in a hurry. Is it by force? Amen. So, you plunge valuable resources into Ponzi schemes because you are stupid. You are very stupid. Yes, it is stupidity. You throw your money there. I told someone, I said, the moment you can't give me the math. See, getting wealthy has nothing supernatural about it. It is calculated. Are we together? The way wealth comes is calculated. When you see a business owner that is serious about business, no matter how small the income is, he knows how to sit down at the end of the day and calculate. See, the money language of your business will tell you that, we are crying. Oh, money can be crying in your business. Money can be warning you, but in low, because you are not studying the figures. Yeah, the money language in business. In your business, when you do your auditing, your money will tell you, pay attention to that area. That's where I'm coming from. That's the door I'm entering from. When you don't study, so you can sit down, calculate it. That's why companies, they will get auditors. They will bring them in. Auditors, we have some of them here in church. They tell me sometimes, since you sit down, you calculate it. Calculate. Because there's nothing supernatural about it. Is it clear, church? So it's a process. It's a process. Life is in process. Don't be in a hurry to get money. Don't be in a hurry. In verse 22 of the same 28, Proverbs 28, verse 22, it says, he that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye. Evil eye. Obviously, when the Bible talks about evil eye, are we together? Or a good eye, it's talking about the heart. The heart. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye. An evil heart. And considers not that poverty shall come upon him. Whoa! Look at me, church. It's not only the Holy Ghost that comes upon people. Poverty can come upon you. Don't forget upon. Upon. We will see it. Hey! Yeah! Ooh! Are we together? Poverty. When you are in a hurry to make money, it says that you will lose the money making process. You will lose the genuine money making process because you are in a hurry to make money. You will lose the genuine money making process. You will lose the genuine wisdom for industry, for increase, the genuine wisdom for management. You will lose it because you are greedy and in a hurry. It is not likely you will go through proper process of learning how to increase money. Are we together? He says you will lose it. In Proverbs chapter 20, and then in verse 21, let's hear some more from Solomon. When a wealthy man is speaking, listen to him. He has experience. Especially one who also is a minister of the gospel. Solomon was a wealthy man and a minister of the gospel who made a lot of mistakes. He has a lot to teach you. Proverbs 20, and then in verse 21, an inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning. Betting, gambling, greed, corruption, changing figures, lying, inflating numbers. Inheritance may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. It will not be blessed. Are we together? Go and ask Judas. It will not be blessed. You will not even be around to enjoy it. Are we together? That's why there was one guy, it's called Hush Lizard. Sorry. Is it lizard or puppy? I don't know. Then he had got that. The same brain that would have used to bless, set up IT companies, solve problems in the IT world, and will even it will transcend his own existence. You see, when you are building something, learn to build something that will remain after you are gone. That is what to build. Are you with me? If you are looking for what to build, build structures that outlast you. It is fine if it takes you 2 years to still be thinking and researching. Is it clear? You must build structures that outlast you. And the guy went, siphoned money from different banks, transferred, diverted money. They caught him. His life is never the same. You can ask him. Are we together? Gehazi is another example. Gehazi, Ananias and Sapphira, they were in the hurry for influence in the church. The influence did not die. It was death that influenced them. Are we together, church? Gehazi, the guy was in the hurry to make it. When the captain of the Assyrian army had come to you with gold and silver. In those days, they usually used chariots and a box to carry the treasures. The guy had seen it and said, and I've been looking for partners, I've been looking for this. Be contented. Are we together? Went after the Assyrian army and collected all the treasures. What is the essence of a treasure that you have? You can't come out to spend it. Because as a leprous man, they will send you to the outskirts of the city. Leprous people were not allowed into the nation. Now you have all of this. Are we together? You have to go and hide in the cave. Are we together? What's the essence of an Android phone that cannot touch? You'll be looking at it like this. It will be looking at you. The phone does not touch. It does not charge. When the call is ringing, though, you'll be hearing. You don't know who is calling. What's the essence of having such a wealth? Such a wealth? I wonder what happened to the wealth that I collected after. I just imagine sometimes, yeah. Kilo Ashele. Because I'm just laughing. And I'm moved. Amen. Amen. Grow steadily. Tell your neighbor, say, grow steadily. Proverbs 21, verse 5. He says, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty only to want. The word wants there means lack. Lack. Don't be in a hurry. I tell you, church, in the coming times, months, in the next 1 year, ahead of us, 2025, make up your mind. You will not be in a hurry. Are we together? Don't be in a hurry to change your friends. Don't be in a hurry to gather new friends. Be careful about new companionships. Observe it well. Is this what you want? Is this what God wants? See, be cautious of calling people your friends. Even when we are young, we think we have energy and we are free to enjoy many things. It's not so. It is until old age that you observe that your energy has been dissipated and diverted, and you don't have much of it again. No! You see, you can have wisdom at your young age, which will help you to preserve and to have fruits in the old age. Be careful. Don't be in a hurry to change your company. Don't be in a hurry to pull new people close. A young man comes around you, don't be in a hurry. A young woman comes around you, don't be in a hurry. Ezekiel Church, don't let wealth control your company. I know you have had they have told you, motivational speakers, to change your status, you have to change your friends. Those are motivational speakers, though. That is not the reality of life. That's not the reality of life, though. It's not the reality of life. See, when you have friends and money comes, don't change your friends. Don't change your friends. Because you don't know those who are your friends because you have money. You have heard that. People have said that a lot. It is true. Friends are not known when you are succeeding. Is it clear? Friends are known because you don't know the meaning of friends. A friend is known in time of need. Because friendships are built for moments of need. Friendships are built for moments of needs. So perhaps you've grown out of a time of lack of resources now. It does not mean you will change your friends. Again, Proverbs 29, and then in verse 20. He says, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than of him. Don't be in a hurry to speak. Don't be in a hurry to teach. Don't be in a hurry to show knowledge. Don't be in a hurry to comment. Don't be in a hurry to say your own. Learn how to be quiet. Sometimes, it also steers into leadership. Don't be in a hurry to lead. James actually said, he said that don't be in a hurry to be a master or a teacher. Because there is greater damnation for teachers. Don't be in a hurry to teach. Don't be in a hurry to lead. Don't be in a hurry to be called the leader. Are we together? Hear more than you talk. Learn more than you teach. Read more than you say. It is a fool that is hasty in his words, Be patient with talking. Be patient with your words. Be patient with your words. Be patient with your words. Be patient in your conversations. Your comment, the comments you make about people, be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Jesus himself said, every idle word that comes from your mouth, he says there is judgment for it. Be patient. Don't be a false witness. Be patient. Sometimes folks are not patient. Any smart in the country, they are blaming the leadership, blaming the president, blaming the governor. And before you know it, because of human vulnerability, you are susceptible to such conversations. You enter a keke, you enter a car, you are involved, you are sitting at the park, you are involved, you are at the restaurant, you are in the committee of people, and they are talking about the country. And someone now tells you, ah, or what do you think? You see, the next most likely thing you will say is, woe to this person. Woe to that person. Don't be a false witness. There is wisdom in being quiet. Look at this. You know, sometimes when somebody is quiet, you would think that they are really wise. Sometimes until they open their mouth, they say, ah. Yeah. This is a greater degree of madness. Are we together? Silence makes you look smart sometimes. I've seen some people before. You just came into a new company. Maybe it's a meeting or a conference or a society or whatever. You just come, hello, good afternoon. Hey, who is this? Where are you? Ah, my name is Cop. What's your own name? I just don't see that. What's wrong with you? I don't know if I can meet you. I don't know if I can meet you. Someone will come. We enter a bus. Hello, my name is this. My name is this. How are you? Okay, can I sit down? You know, you sit down in a hall or in a room, and then someone just comes in. I am Kole. What's your name? And then move to the next person. I am Kole. What's your name? And then you can greet like 15 people. Are you vying for presidency? Are you a politician? You just want to be known. I am Kole. And there's nothing in his bank account. Are we together? Be calm. Nobody has to know you. Ezekiel Church. There's this thing that says, act like you can't afford the bread until they themselves find out that you own the bakery. I like that one. Be quiet. Don't talk about the things you have. Obviously, I'm not saying to advertise your business. Are we together? But you know there are two different things. Don't blow your trumpet. Jesus himself said, he said, look at this. In as much as the law instructs giving, and giving of alms is the worship of God. He says, but God is no more worshipped the moment your right hand knows what is in your left hand. And he's talking about you being quiet about your good deeds. Sometimes, talking is not until you carry mic. Snapping picture is also talking. Ah! What kind of good deed is that? That you go somewhere, then you say, you want to give 50 bags of rice, the camera is following you everywhere. Camera, you don't have reward. See, do you know your reward? When you give 1,000 bags of rice to people and you snap it with cash, 50K, maybe you have spent 50 million naira, and then you snap it, you put it on Facebook. Do you know your reward? Your reward is in the comment section. Your reward is in the comment section. God came in the flesh and said, I will not reward it. Don't talk about it. Many times, look at this. Your well-doing should be between you and God and the person you did it to. Except, of course, for the sake of accountability. Is it clear? Within the local church. And you know again that there are two different things. Don't be in a hurry to talk. James has said in his book, in his epistle, that if we bridle our tongue, we will be able to bridle our entire body. That means self-control in speech will stop you and strengthen you over sin. If you have self-control in your speech, you will not commit certain sins. Are we together, church? Don't be in a hurry to talk. Again, don't be in a hurry to strife. Don't be in a hurry to fight people, to respond to people, to react to people, to get back at them. Don't be in a hurry. Are we together, church? The same Proverbs. The same Proverbs in chapter 25 and then in verse 8. Proverbs 25 verse 8. It says, go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou know not what to do in the end thereof, when your neighbor has put you to shame. Are we together? Are we together? I've seen someone before who went to arrest somebody. The people he brought to arrest the person carried he himself and put in God's room. Me, I've experienced that one before. Yes. King just said he was bullied. He just, because that one called himself, he knows people. Oh, who had done this? We don't worry. We'll show them. He did not hear the fact. He didn't hear that other person has slapped the other person. And then So, you know, the one that committed the crime was not the one that called him. And that one was not wise and smart. Because he feels that you have an elder person in the cantonment. Then he sends like two soldiers after you. So Jesus went there to pick them. As they got there, he just made this phone. He said, I'm seeing two people here. He mentioned their names. Uniform men. Mentioned their names. He said, did they come from your place? Unknowing to him, the person they came to arrest is the elder brother of a major officer in the cantonment that those two boys who did not take permission came from, because they want to show power. So already by mentioning their name to their boss, the two guys were already in trouble. They said, okay, they won't just return here. That guy also, you will show us the person you called who showed these two boys. Shebi were the one that made the call. Pick him and bring him. Are we together? Because you are in a hurry. Hear the information well. Your child came from school. He said, somebody slapped me. You too. You wear your shoe, you wear your coat at your age and societal status. You went to school to fight. Hey, somebody, two mothers. They're not fighting. The kids are now watching themselves. The kids that will still play after break time. They will still share sweets. Two mothers. Say, my child. So you want to show that if your son can beat my child, me, I can beat you. You now wound yourself, hurt yourself. The teachers were now separating you. Emma Jamon. Have it together. Look at me very well. Don't inherit people's quarrels. Sometimes our elder ones have not done very well. Because they don't like somebody, they don't want you to like the person. It won't take me. It won't take me. Amen. Be smart. Look at me. Let me borrow you some wisdom. The relationships you build now, are we together, will later become connections for your children. Be smart. Obviously, I'm not saying to go and team up with somebody that has caught your father's bluff. Someone that told your father, I will kill you. You are now going to that person's house to eat. You are a bastard. Someone told your dad, I will beat you up. You are mad. You are crazy. And that's the person you are now saying, you have been a blessing to me on your status. Oh, blessed are you among all men. Blessed is the fruit of your womb. Oh, can I need some money? Are we together? Are you with me? So I'm not talking about that. Again, you must learn to draw the line. But don't hear people's quarrels. See, that person does not like this person. He doesn't like it. No. No. I told someone, I said, did you experience that person? Because the person you are saying this about, I know him. I said, let me tell you something. This fellow is one of the humblest person, the most humble person I know. He will not even raise his voice to defend himself. But this is what I heard about him. Don't be stupid. At best, you might not move close. But allow him, give him that opportunity when the opportunity arrives, to demonstrate that he was really as evil as he was spoken of. Especially in the age of social media today, somebody that had done you good for about 20 years, cared for you, take care of you, was there for you, prayed for you, trained you, supplied you, and then they do Maybe something just happened. Something just happened. And then you now go online and announcing what he did. And you did not mention the time that you didn't have food that he fed you. That's why I learned this. I said to some people, after you have left the church and you have started spreading false things about that church, lying, don't forget to also tell the person you told about that church, what they did against you. Don't forget to tell the person the time that that pastor also helped you. That's what it means to be honorable. Ma yalai mori. Are we together? Enta shori funti odupe afibi oslo shashikini. Are you with me? You are a thief. You are a thief. It's a killer church. Don't be in a hurry. When you are in a hurry, you will put yourself under pressure. When you are under pressure, you will not see clearly. You will not know there is a ditch before you. You would have jumped into it. You will now need paracetamol and first aid. Are we together? You are always in a hurry. Before you know it, go to Jazzy Koto. And that's it, yeah. Then we switch on it. As you get up again, you just, I saw one meme like that. A sheep like that, I don't know what excited him. Maybe they gave him drugs, I don't know. But you just love Mugun, a sheep. And then he just ran around and jumped into a ditch. Bam. Then the shepherd came, pulled it off. They had not brought it out. He ran again, jumped into the ditch, and bam. And as I was, how many of you have seen that video? And as I was watching, I said, this is exactly some people in our church. That's why you have a lot of sorry, sir, sorry, sir, sorry, sir, sorry, sir, really, sir, sorry, sorry, really, sir, sir. Ha! You won it, can't. Within 24 hours, sorry, sir, 9 times. Within a week, you have said sorry, sir. As though sorry, sir, is a deliberate. Ah! We almost change your name from brother so and so to sister sorry, sir. Or brother sorry, sir. Because that's all you say. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. I did not know. I apologize. I'm deeply sorry. Uncle Jebi, you should have been shallowly sorry. Are we together? Be calm. Think things properly. Tell your neighbor, say, think things properly. See, a major trait of a Christian leader is thoughtfulness. Thoughtfulness. Arojile. The difference between an adult and a child is the thinking capacity of the adult. So they usually say, you say to Yoruba, when the child is doing like a child, the adult must also behave like what? An adult. What's the difference? Thinking capacity. The adult is able to reflect more on things and bring wisdom out via conduct. Ezekiel church. So life is a journey. Don't let anybody put you under pressure. Hear me? Don't let anybody put you under pressure to get married. Don't let anybody put you under pressure to get a job. Don't let anybody put you under pressure to start dressing in a particular way. Don't let anybody put you under pressure to start trying to speak or talk in a particular way. I've seen some people before, when I hear them talking, I say, you run your voice here, call you. Are there bees in your heart? What is this sound of bleating that I am hearing? Is that what someone said so? Or the only that I am hearing? What is all this, man of God? Come on with it. Cast out the beast. Amen. Talk like you are. It also does not mean you'll be saying, what is Annie say? You're speaking English. Are we together? Just be a human being. Amen. Be real. Tell your neighbor, say, be real. Don't come to the pulpit. You say, but so and so, please exhort the people for over. Let's go by the I don't know when else I will get this mic. I don't know. Pastor the staff say, hello, everybody. Hello. What? Mic nowhere. Cut it down. He has not prayed. You think he's eloquent? Let's go.
Are we together? Like a time like that, I think Pastor Chris was not going to be on ground to teach. And then he said somebody should come and teach. Like, I watched the service. I saw the person. He also went to wear white. You see, white is the grace. The color of the grace is not white. He also wear white. He was now talking like Pastor Chris. You know, it was so clear that he was forcing it. I said, Rana, how? If there's anything in your life that you are trying to prove, it is because that thing is not there. The things that are there don't need a special way to prove it. We will see it. Allow yourself to grow. Tell someone, say, allow yourself to grow. Look at me. Don't dress in a way. Allow yourself to grow. Don't go and look for expensive shirts when you don't have food stuff. Are you with me? It's common sense. So, patience. I wish I had more than this morning. You know the way I talk. Patience. Go to that corner. Yes, that corner. You know that corner. Talk to the woman. I want correct shirts. Not the one that I will put inside water and it's giving way. Thank you. Are we together? See, it does not mean that the anointing will not move. In fact, that's the way the anointing will move, because you are not under pressure. Imagine everything is set for okay, Obale. Because before you came on pulpit, they had chat on your water. Where's my money? Is this you? I trusted you. Are we together? Calm me down. Tell your neighbor, say, calm me down. Let me tell you something. I am your pastor. I don't put pressure on you. Don't take it from anybody. I've not called any of you and say, hey, this and this and this and this. Bring this one. Bring that one. No. I've not told you. Bring money so I can help you to beg God for your forgiveness. I've not told you that. Are we together? Take the pressure off you. Go to that place. Go and look for footwears that are cool. And buy a couple of it and shine it. Get the clothes. Get a starch in that fleet. Get it. It has perfume and starch inside. If you don't know, you don't have to always give your clothes to dry cleaner. Me too, I have stopped. Are you with me? I don't think you well energy. Keep on it. This place is dirty again. Can you just clean the polo? It's 400. What is 400? What's 400? It's just this place that was dirty. You have to clean the entire one. He said, okay. Can you just clean? I know how you are. He said, no. You have to, but we'll starch it. How much is starch? No, I'll starch my clothes. After that, I said, well, wash my teeth. He said, begin to better buy it. First of all, okay, 10 minutes. And then you put the clothes there. Just study the clothes. This one, a little nibble. Gather like 4-5. Put it there. 10 minutes. Go and do other things. After 10 minutes, hit the bucket. Put it there. Gather it, throw it somewhere. When you are free, iron. As you iron it. Oh, you are the Lord of my life. Hey! You even be able to worship. Are we together? I won't trade you for silver. Then you stretch the arm. I won't trade you for silver or gold. Then you turn the back. Oh, you are. Then you play more than. Then you carry it through it there. Another trouser. Pa, pa. You are. No pressure. That can not take that go water. Are we together? Tell your neighbor, say, no pressures. Calm it down. Allow yourself to grow. Is it clear? Look at me, everybody. Let me say this. If you will be patient enough, see, patience are in depth. Sometimes you think you are patient, only to realize that you are still not patient enough. Because the environment itself, unconsciously, put you under pressure. The environment. Naturally, the environment puts you under pressure.
But it takes the life of a man who is fed in the world to discern that this is depression. Something you think is normal life, it's actually pressure. See, this is what I'm saying. If you be patient enough, you will observe that the finances in your hands can care for your needs. It can take care of you. The challenge is that there are many things that you are responding to out of pressure, that before you know it, 10k with 200 naira. Is it clear? It can take care of you. Don't buy food from outside. Cook. Learn to warm yesterday night. Me, I don't want food though. See it, a man who does not have much in his account. See, it's not only food that you warm. You will warm your account too. Are we together? Say, me, I don't eat yesterday's food. A time will come when you'll be able to say that. Is it clear? But until now, don't be like the young girl that says, I cannot date a man that does not write GLK. You know, a man that cannot take care of himself, a man that cannot give me 40,000 naira, 100,000 naira weekly. Me, I cannot. And then, after leaving the podcast, Okada Lubiloli, Alakuba, young ladies that don't have a serious pastor in their lives are not in the churches. And they are looking at the media to pastor them. What you come and see, wala? I cannot marry a man. I can't. Some things that their father could not give them. They put the pressure on another young man. I cannot. So they now say, I don't know. By the time someone now call a conference, a singles conference, to break the marital yoke, you are there. You don't need that conference. You are the yoke. You are the one that needs to be broken. Unbroken or money run. I will get a church. Say, I'm not in a hurry. And many other things I might not be able to mention in this meeting because of the time factor. Get that pressure off yourself. So don't, dress according to plan. Eat according to plan. Visit places according to plan. Did the security of Kuala Mall come to drag you from your house? Why are you going there? It's okay if you want to sightsee. Why are you going there? The money that is not your own, you now sit down, you are eating coastal. As you are eating it, one tell. As it is not finished. By the time you get up, you just receive a debit alert. Wait it on. Konita, you're posting me. Are we together? Calm me down. Be patient. According to what? Plan. It means draw a plan. See, if God can live and do things according to plan, you can't escape planning. Salvation itself is a what? A plan. Be patient. Draw a plan and follow it. Ask your neighbor now. See, are you following the plan? Ask someone and say, are you following the plan? Look at me. Learn to ask somebody, is that a plan? Have a plan. Follow it. That's why when the church comes around you, or a disciple comes around you, the very first thing that they are laboring to help you to see is to have a plan for your life. Have a plan for your life. People who don't have plans become casualties, and they become agents of casualties. It is easy for somebody to manipulate you when you don't have your own plan. Is it clear? That's how you observe in a particular part of this country where they just give birth anyhow and they don't train people. People don't have plans. Somebody can just come around election time and pay, and cause them to vandalize the whole country. Because folks don't have plan. The mothers, the fathers did not have plan for the children. What could be more learning? Are we together? Have a plan. I only have 2 kids. Have a plan. I only have 3 kids. Have a plan. No, I want just 4. Have a plan. And don't do 1. Are we together? Amen. These are 2, 3, 5. Cutting. 19. See, that's why I want to marry early. So by the time I have given birth to all my children, I will still be fine. Bele. Mother Poppy. Are we together, church? Say no pressures. I'll say it again. You are not under pressure. You're not under pressure. You're not under pressure. When you are reaching out to loved ones, as planned, don't let anybody pressure you and say, "Ah, tia guruwe, oh tia biriwa." Don't let anybody pressure you. You are building a life. Is it clear? And if you have the same approach, you will end up the same way. If you want to have something different and excellent, it's an unusual way according to plan. Didn't anybody call you, come to this city, come to this city, come to which city? A lot of people have gone to the city. What is your goal? Come to this city. Which city? Have a plan. Have a plan. Have a plan. Discuss your plan with your supernaturalist. See, that is why you have a pastor. That's why you have a pastor. That's why we demand the kind of accountability we demand. Because there is a function wherein we serve. There's a reason why some people like us are around you. There is no other figure in your life that can do what we are doing. Are we together? Because that space that is filled by your pastor, it is only him that is graced for it. People in our lives are filling functions and spaces. No two people are the same. The pastor is not the parent. The parent is not the pastor. And they don't compete in function or responsibility. And sometimes the pastor might discover that, oh, he has to take up the activity of a parent, maybe because of the absence of that parent or the negligence or unreasonability of the parent. Are we together? But look at this. The pastor's office is well cut out and distinct. There is no human figure that can fill that function in your life aside from the man God has anointed for it and called for it. So you take advantage. I remember times ago, some time ago, I had done some things, you know, taking some decisions, and then got into more trouble. Until I have now find a proper time to raise you with my pastor. By then I was talking. Pastor now said, I can remember vividly that happened about twice. Pastor now told me, he now began to tell me about a particular time. Look at this. That what the stage of life was exactly at that time was exactly as the stage I was in. And he had the same scenario I had. He now showed me what he did. So that while having the issue, if I had only called him, he would have told me exactly what to do. Like I told you, followership sometimes will make you have similar experiences like the one you are following. So look at this. And it is supernatural. Rather than you having distinct experiences, God, because you are following a man, draws your experiences from being too strange and uncontrollable and fashions it in the line of the same experience that man has had, just so he can give you wisdom. Just so he can give you directives and counsel. Are we together? You are not under pressures. I begin to close. Don't come under any pressure. Every believer must imbibe the attitude of patience. There are signals on the job, the work of the ministry. You can't see those signals if you are in a hurry. It's like someone that is driving. You know, as you are driving on the highway, you get some places, you will see the government, what's it called, the road signs. It will draw a curved arrow, right? And then can put a red slash. What is that? Sharp corner. Be careful. There are signals like that. Some, as you go, you will see like three arrows that are drawn pointing to each other in a circular manner. Is to show you roundabout is ahead. Is to show you to be patient. Some will tell you 50 kilometers. Some will say 60. Some will tell you maximum speed 60. Some will tell you minimum speed 60. In other words, for this area, no be slow. Don't drive slow for this area, then go collect your car. Are we together? And it's put there. It's put there. It's put there. Some will tell you maximum 60. In other words, this place is a residential or a rural area. Please, these people are not used to your life in the community. If you are crossing from one city to another and you are passing this, we are only privileged to pass through their city. Oh, slow down. There are road signs like that in the work of the ministry. Patience. Tell your neighbor, say patience. Be patient with getting into new relationships. Be patient. Be patient with changing your accommodation. Be patient. Because you now have more money does not mean you can get another accommodation. Do I need it? Be patient. Be patient. Be patient. Be patient before buying that car, before renting that house, before buying that house, before buying that land, before buying those properties. Be patient. I say this as I always say. I learned it from Kenneth Hagin. When you can afford to walk, crawl some more. When you can afford to run, walk some more. When you can afford to fly, run a little more. A little conservation saves. Is it clear? Is it clear? You will discover patience also in times of trials. So don't be in a patient, in a hurry to get out of difficult times. I know you don't like that one. It's the truth. Don't be in a hurry to get out of what? Difficult moments. It is in tests and trials that you learn patience. Look at this text and then we'll begin to close. In James 1, I trust God that new year we will make sinner decisions, holy decisions. We will walk with God. We will walk according to His plans as we learn the virtue of patience. In James chapter 1 verse 2, look at what it says. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, talking about trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Hallelujah. It worketh patience. Many have entered into marriages without being patient. Look at it. It is better to be patient. Are we together? It is better to go through as it were. Some people say, oh, I am having delay. What do you mean by delay? The reason why you are calling it delay is because you have judged yourself according to another's calendar. That's why you are calling it delay. Is it clear? Now look at this. It is better to allow yourself to stay and abide, maybe in an inconvenient state that you are calling delay. It is better to be patient and allow patience to do its work and eventually make a sane decision than to have made the same decision and enter into trouble. Because look at me. It goes both ways. So when you enter into that decision, a wrong marriage, will that also be a trial? Will that also work patience? Choose your patience. Are you with me? Tell your neighbor, say, choose your patience. Be careful. Don't be in a hurry. Some have started churches and they are regretting it now. They went to start their churches. Are we together? Look at what James said in verse 3. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Verse 4. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting what? Nothing. See. Look at me, everybody. Inconvenient moments are a blessing from God. Did you get what I just said? The training of the Spirit comes to you through times of inconvenience. Sometimes a ministry can be going through a season of inconvenience. A ministry can be going through a period of no material abundance. A ministry can be going through a period of few membership, and they are laboring day and night, and it seems as there's just that few membership. Don't be in a hurry to come out of it. See, there is something such as being consistent in your labor. It is completely different from hurrying out of a particular thing. Don't be in a hurry to come out of difficult times. Don't be in a hurry. It doesn't mean you should not continue what you are doing, working towards increase and betterment. Is it clear? Are we together? But look at this. Speed, amen, is not the same as being in a hurry. Oftentimes, speed is the grace of God. Speed is the grace of God to make a process. Are we together? To be faster. But it does not mean you will not go through the process. Do you get the church? Don't be in a hurry. It says, let patience have a perfect work, so that you'll be entire and perfect. You'll be matured. Look at me. This is what it means. Your next stage requires some traits and characters that getting into it in a hurry, you will not have those traits. It is in the process of getting to that stage that the trait and the capacity to handle that particular stage is released in you. Go through the process. Allow the process. Depending on what it is, it can be a week, it can be a month, it can be a year, it can be a decade. Allow the process. That's why I said, give your ministry how many years? 10 years of consistency. 10 years. 10 years. The man standing before you, I've been teaching and preaching now for going to 16 years. I've been preaching and teaching. Don't be in a hurry to say the things I say the way I say it. Say it your own way. Say it your way. Say it your way. No matter how you try, it will not come out with the depth and the authority with which it come out when I say it. It's the same with me and my pastor too. Say it your way. Don't start sharing experiences you did not have in the name of also wanting to share experience. Are we together? Don't share experiences you don't have. There was a time like that, and even now I still can't myself. Not authoritative enough to share certain experiences or to share experiences or not. Don't be under pressure to share experience when you are preaching. Don't be under pressure. Preach the word. That is enough. Is it clear, church? Allow difficult times their place. Many times, you are complaining rather than learning from the things that will build character in you. That will build character in you. You are complaining. So a moment that you are supposed to learn, you are not learning anything because you are complaining. And complaining makes you not to see what is there. Romans chapter 5, if you look at verse 3, it says, and not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience. Experience brings what? Hope. And hope makes not what? Ashamed. He says, patience will bring experience. When you see experienced people in a craft, are we together? It is because they were patient to learn. Sometimes you see people are paid very huge to solve a problem for organizations based on experience. Are we together? Sometimes they say, oh, we can't employ you except you have had job experience somewhere. And then sometimes when you are done, you look for a place to intern. In that process of interning, sometimes you will not be paid. What are you learning? What is your payment? Experience. Experience does what? Pays. Be patient. Patience will bring you experience. Experience will give you maturity. Maturity will help you to handle the next success that comes your way.
Some of you can handle marriage.
Then, hey, I want to get married. If we bring a brother now, you get married, it is still the pastor. You will almost drag his neck away from his head.
Yeah, pastor,
they come. Some brothers are not marriageable. Ah, you till lu yahu epa. You till folly.
Say, if you tell pastor anything,
see, you marry that kind of brother, there's nothing pastor can do. You will not even tell pastor. Say,
if I hear a preaching from pastor that looks like.
That looks like you have married a gorilla.
Gorilla.
And some men are like that, so the gorilla is the wife. Oh. We beat him blue black. The wife will beat him blue black. The wife is huge. The wife is big. He is small. So when the wife is talking to him like this, it's like you're talking to your mommy. I've seen some women like that, so they will beat the husband, drag his neck, and be running the house like this. So the man feels like, at that moment, his mind will skip because he does not know what's happening to him. What if fe kufe? Be patient. And if you are being patient about marriage, you are also being patient about entering into a relationship at all. Because now you have committed yourself. Stay there. You think you are what is this thing that they used to test current? That they used to test if there is light in the wire. Tester. That need tester.
Stay there.
Oh, you know, go to Wabawa.
Stay there.
Are we together?
Say patience.
The children will now be like, what's happening?
I'm a great wrestler, the daddy at the mommy.
Okogan has married, what's the name of these wrestler women? Exactly. I don't know, I don't like them. They like women. Let's do down.
I'm preaching the gospel, y'all.
And we're going to do disciple show. Are we together? And there are some ladies in our church. They like wrestling. Woo. Are you sure that there's no.
Are we together?
And marry a woman that will beat you. That will tell you.
Yeah, my point here.
You are in the kitchen, the wife is in the laundry. Shame no bazaar. Before you get to the kitchen, you are the car park. Before you get to the car park, you are the garage. The kids will think that it's Saturday jogging. See, I was chasing daddy, was chasing mommy. What's happening? So when it's 480 and the kids come around, you must smile at the kids. Let me tell you. See, let me just tell you before time. Tieti Bayeu. Are we together? Don't marry a man like that, oh. Don't marry a man like that. If you want to show you have strength, it's not on your wife. See, if you really want to show you have strength, don't worry. If we catch you, beat your wife. And I'm saying this. If I catch you, see, the people you will fight with, they are in some garage. I'm a lock with one. And I, your pastor, will do it.
Yes.
I've asked someone to be locked up before. Yes. Lock him up. And put him in a place where there are 2-3 guys that you will meet there. His seniors in prison. Feed him up for 24 hours. 24 hours. Let's put him there. 24 hours. Then they beat him small. Is that woman that will Peledia? And she's smiling. Peledia, then you will calm down. How about you get at church? You don't get physical with women. Even the girl child. You don't get physical. Are we together? Let's leave that one. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Stay with things. Stay with them. It means I will not look for quick fix solutions. Things does not grow overnight. People do not become strong overnight. Churches don't grow overnight. Nations do not grow overnight. The major challenge we are having currently in the country is that a lot of Nigerians are in a hurry. Now, some would have said 60-something years, should we not have gotten some things right? Yes, we should have. But the question is not 60-something years. The question is, when did we start the process of making it right? Because now the process will take its own time. Are we together, church? Don't be in a hurry to create a ministry. Go through the training. You need in churches to train you. The cell in churches to train you. Submit to training. Your cell leader, your disciple, take instructions. Carry out the instructions. Make mistakes, receive learning. Are we together? Are we together? David was taken from among the sheep, Psalm 78, verse 70 and 72. He had gained experience to now lead the people of God, Israel. Let the training pass through you. Let patience have its perfect work. You will learn to pray. You will learn to study. In those difficult times, you will learn how to trust God. You will build character. You will learn self-control. Self-control is the ability to delay immediate gratification for a more noble cause. That is the definition of self-control. The ability to delay immediate gratification for a more noble cause. The ability to delay immediate gratification for a more noble cause. The ability to delay immediate gratification for a more noble cause. What does that mean? Look at this. The question is this. This thing, will it ensure my tomorrow or take my tomorrow from me? Does this lead me in the plan or take the plan away? Then choose. Character is never found when things are fine. Character is not built when things are sweet. Luke 8:15 instructs patience. Hebrews 6 and 12 instructs patience. Hebrews 12 and 1 he says to run with patience. That means not be in a hurry to grow spiritually. Give it time. Apply the same truth in that area of your life again and again. Don't be in a hurry to finish all of church's teaching. What it took your pastor 7 years to teach, you can't finish it in 1 year. Only be consistent. See, if only you will be consistent, you will find a lot of answers and solutions. Grow. To grow in the world, be patient. I usually say, my friend usually say, what two of us have picked from pastor's words? What? No be pajawiri. What did I say? Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. What? Don't be bajawiri. You don't learn the word of God in the hurry. The training and the trade that the word of God built in your life is not gotten in a hurry. What? Don't be bajawiri. So beware of relationships that put you under pressure. After this conference, define those relationships. That's what we said yesterday. Look at me, everybody. Look at me. You know, I told you to recognize who you are in every relationship, right? There are some relationships around you now that who you are there is to be the one calling the shot. Go back home and call the shot in those circles. Don't allow them to pressure you. Pressure them. Is it clear? Is it clear? I told you when we started this conference, you are a gospel influencer, isn't it? Yes. So know those who are over you in the Lord. Also recognize those you are over. Know those you are over and fill your place. Know those who God has sent to you to be your supernatural relationship. Know those who you are also sent to be their supernatural relationship. Don't let anybody outside the church to put you under unnecessary pressure. Call the shot in those circles. Is he on campus? Is he in your class? In your school? Call the shot there. Are we together? Are we together? Don't bust for unnecessary pressure. Don't bust for unnecessary pressure. They don't want you anybody. Are we together? That's it. Go pray. Go pray. Don't be that timid, weak fellow. Weak fellow. No. Get in that company and command leadership by living out the example. No, I won't do that again. No. I won't do that again. No. I won't take drugs again. No, it's not for me. No. Oh, God. Say, boy. Pardon me, alpha now, boss. I got Jeshisha. What up, bad there? We have fissimu. I mean, go high. I mean, Bobo, go compose. Guy, no worry. I know they do that thing again. Thank you. Are we together? He higher life. I don't do those things again. I don't live that way again. I am not under such word pressures. I do things according to plan. When you extend care to your loved ones according to plan. Look at me. Don't let people bill you too much. You're not under pressure. Don't allow people to what? To bill you too much. When someone asks for something, you don't have it, learn how to say no. Learn how to say, I'll keep it in mind. Is it clear? Is it clear? Learn how to say, please, can you reach me this time coming month? Learn how to say, I really love to help. If you can borrow it, I will support you because you really want to support in time. Learn how to say no at that moment. No, let people what? Be you. It is not all the time that you respond to urgent 2K. Is it clear? Even me, so I need urgent 100K. Is it clear? Nobody should call you. Nobody should call you and say, sir, please, I don't know if you can borrow me, 100K. I need it now. How can you need somebody's money urgently? It's not your money. It's another person's money. And it's of that man, and you need it urgently. Who think of that money? So think of that money. You need somebody's money urgently. So much that the person has no choice of what to say. You just have to drop it. Okay, check yourself. What are you going to say? Are we together? Learn to say no. Learn to say, I'm sorry, I'm not prepared for such budget. I'm sorry, I'm not prepared for such expenses. Are we together? And spend your resources to take care of yourself, of your loved ones, of the relationship that matters to you. See, let me tell you, your money is to build the relationship that matters to you. It's not to appease or to be. It's not your money is not in order to spend it on just anybody to be in their good book. Money is a scarce resource. Is it clear? Use it well. Are we together? Don't be in a hurry. Pray for me, I begin to close. So enjoy the moment you are in. Enjoy your youthful age. Enjoy your singlehood. Enjoy the time when you have just one disciple. Be patient and teach the person well. Don't do touch and go. Touch and go. Go back to that fellow. Teach them again. Talk to them again. Are we together? There's this story of this Midas guy, Midas touch. A man who had gone in search for material wealth. He went to meet the jinn. Jinn is a demonic creature. He's actually put in this jar, kettle. And then the jinn came to him and said, what do you want? He says, I want it to be such that anything I touch to become gold. So the jinn said, is that really what you want? He said, yes. I just want that story. That's what we call the Midas touch, the story. So the guy came, having received the supernatural power from the genie. So he went out. As he went out, he saw a stone. He picked the stone. The stone turned to gold. He was like, wow, my poverty is over. He moved away from there. He went around. He touched a bigger stone. It became gold. He packed sand on the floor. It became gold. When he moved closer, every item he touched became gold. His shoes became gold. Wealth has come. Are we together? Then he moved from there. As he went further, he was given food to eat. As he touched the food turned to gold. Okay? Golden rice. Okay? Then he moved from there. He touched the water. Water turned to gold. He kept on and on. Everything he touched. Soon, it became a body. It became a body. He became a burden. Eventually he went. He touched his daughter. The daughter became a goat. Are we together? So the saying goes to us that if you have all you want, will you want what you have now? If you have all you want, will you really want all that you eventually have? Be patient. See, there are some influences you don't need now. Because coming alongside those influences will be exposures to some realities you are not ready for. There are some money if you have now, it will expose you to some things you are not ready for, which will in turn ruin you. Sometimes you think what you need is money, but what you need is patience. Be patient for yourself. Be patient. Be patient. Cut your things down. Downsize. Cut down your expenses and be patient. Maybe you move from the house you live to a smaller one. Maybe you stop buying the quality of clothes you are buying now, so that after a while you'll be able to get back to afford those things without stress. Are we together, church? Are we together, church? Say, I am patient. In an office, your place of work, be patient. Don't be in a hurry to be promoted at work. Don't be in a hurry. Don't join bad gangs to backstab. It's not only in campuses that there are gangs of cultism. There are also cultists in workplaces. See, personally, I've come across cultists in the corporate world before. Yes. Some of them had called me. They said, we saw the business you're doing. They said, money will not be an issue. Yes. I saw the check like this. Someone had promised me about 20 million naira before. Yes. And he told me I didn't have to do anything. And I could return it at any time that I'm able to. And if you know the kind of business I do, then you know I need a lot of money. A lot of money. The projects I execute. You know I need a lot of money. And he said it. And the fellow through whom I met the person, I told me how that was exactly what the fellow did to him also. But he didn't tell me the real thing. So the guy told me that, oh, there's just this meeting that they have on a weekly basis. This is what I'm talking about. He's on F division route. He said, oh, on a weekly basis, that, oh no, is it weekly or monthly? That there's this meeting they have, and sometimes it might actually cause me to travel, and then, so I just decided, okay, what is that meeting? Now, if you know the man standing before you, I would have said, meeting, don't worry, I'll be there. And really, really, I'll be there. Because it won't be a barrier. I'm that effective, I want to get things done. But I just said, no. What meeting is that? I said, he's talking. Ah, Uruwan Ropo Moshaka. Kuwa joy Ruku, joy Rupetemo. He said, aha. Emi Uraru. Oko Yoni Mulo. Are we together? I know what I'm looking for. Amen. What he was trying to expose to me, he was trying to be coded. He was a cultist. And he worked for politicians within the state. I said, no. I don't understand that. You might not be able to take or understand what I mean. But you can think about it and get back to me. So I looked at it. 20 million. 20 million. I looked at 20 million. I looked at the World Life Believers Community Church. These guys,
What 20 million law?
I don't
want your money. Are we together? Are we together? Today, I planted more centers in that business. Are we together? It is slow. It is steady. And I looked at myself. I observed that maybe if I had gotten that 20 million, I would not have the wisdom to manage 20 million naira worth of stocks. And between then and now, I've been able to get connections in some cities where I could get some quality goods at social time, at social time, at social time, that personal diligence. Are we together? Had gotten me. And many other things I can't talk about here. Now, the scenario I just painted has happened 2 times. I told some of your leaders. Twice! 2 different people within this city. I don't want it. I wasn't called of God yesterday, and I wasn't called of money. I knew when I was answering the calls of the ministry that the call could mean that I would never be wealthy. But the nations of the world were changed. The call might mean that I might never have the money I dreamt to have. The call could imply the consequence of heeding the call could mean that I might not have all the money that I want to have. The consequence of heeding the call could be that I would not always be able to service all the needs that I have of our ministry. But see, the one who calls me has gone before me. God has gone before you, church. God has gone before us. God has a plan for you. God is blessing you, everyone. The hand of God is upon you. Are you with me? You are going to achieve things for the Lord. You are going to make money for the Lord. You are going to fight for the Lord. You are going to get things right. You are going to lead others in the name. You are going to speak His plan. You are going to fight a good fight. You will wage a good warfare. You are going to revisit the plan of God. You are going to go to meet people. You are going to reach out to them. Don't be in a hurry. We are going to preach the gospel all over the world. We are going to teach the gospel all over Nigeria. We are going to have church centers in all the major cities of this country. Yes. We are going to preach the gospel. Well, we have churches in Ghana. Well, we have churches in Uganda. Well, we have churches in Zambia. Well, we have churches in Namibia. We are going to have churches in Kenya. Well, we have churches in South Africa, in Togo, in Morocco, in Niger, in Cameroon. The Eastern African nations, we have churches there. They will cross the continent. We will cross the continent into the United States, United Kingdom. We will plant churches there, thriving assemblies with effective ministers of the gospel, raising laborers all over the world, and the needs of the gospel will be met. Are you with me, church? Your businesses will thrive. Your businesses will thrive. And everything that you are doing currently and that you have laid your hands upon to do in trust on the Lord is growing and increasing. Hear me clearly. Patience. Let patience have its work. Galatians 5:22. Patience is the fruit of the Spirit. That means you can increase in patience. It is a sign of spiritual growth. So there's nobody to impress. Are we together? There is only God's plan to fulfill. There's nobody to impress. There's only God's plan to fulfill. Not even your pastor. There is only God's plan to what? To fulfill. Allow the Lord to do His work. Ezekiel Church. Ezekiel Church. Just my head and pray in the Holy Ghost. You walk in patience. In the name of Jesus. Patience. Is 2025. As a ministry, we will demonstrate patience and caution in our personal lives, in our ministries, in our ministerial decisions. Patience. In that patience, we will see the order of God's Spirit. Yes. And we will welcome a newness, even the work of God, and increase in the same. Yes. Glory to God. He's the one in whom we are the victory. Jesus, again, the heaven. We sing praise. Is the one in whom we have the victory.
Yes,
again, the heavy deep.
Without the words, without the words,
we sing praise. The city of our God, most holy King,
the joy of the world.
Oh, we see great, great, great is the one in whom we are the victory. In your own feelings,
Lord, we trust in your love.
You are Lord and God
eternal.
You are the ever-present Lord of God. You are Lord and God eternal.
You are Lord and God eternal.
You are the ever-present
Lord of God.
You are Lord, you are Lord, you are Lord.
You are Lord and God eternal.
You are the ever, ever, ever,
above. To lift your name on high. We want to lift your name.
Lord, we love to praise you for the works you've done in our lives. Lord, we trust in your own daily Lord.
We trust in your love.
You are Lord and God eternal. You are the end and heaven. Above you alone, you alone. You alone are God eternal.
You alone are God eternal. You are the
heaven above. You alone are God.
You alone are God eternal. You are the heaven above.
Father, we thank you. We're great today and this morning. We declare a new ministry at home. With fruits of harvest,
supernatural joy, direction, harvest, and orderliness. We come to you, we receive strength, you fill us with strength. We say, we declare, we affirm and receive that we are returning back to this ground, this meeting, in the coming year with more force, more men in God's plans. None will be lost. None will be sick. None will be weak. None will be broken. In the name of Jesus. We have increase on all sides. Increase and increase and increase and increase and increase. And increase and increase and increase and increase. Increase and increase. Hallelujah. Be on your feet, everyone. Let's just give him praise. Yes. Give him praise.